Those of you who were here in the morning prayer, it has been a powerful week of prayer. It has been a roller coaster.
Yes, that's right.
But the Lord came through.
Amen.
Once again.
Amen.
We scheduled the ribbon cutting of our parking lot, which will happen right after service. And by the way, there's a little change here. The Lord was asking, why do you have to have food? I said, I don't. So why did you announce it? I was trying to be nice. It is not about the food. It's about the celebration. I said, my bad. You don't have food today. Gonna have to come another day. Amen? And that was my mistake. I was trying to be nice indeed. The Lord didn't tell us to have food. But, you know, disciple always get in trouble. Isn't that right? We just read here that when we go over our heads, in and over your head, still I'm going to be with you. So sorry, folks, no food today. Amen?
Amen.
Next time we're going to do, I'm going to make up for it. I'm going to cook a piece of steak myself so everybody can eat. It's going to be my way for making up for it. Amen? So it has been a very tough week. As you saw when you came in, there were some people walking on the top of our roof. We've called the factory, and in the beginning of the week, the factory said they couldn't help us about our building because the politicians changed codes left and right. So we went to pray again. You know, we are already praying about this whole thing. We intensified the prayer. So some of our homeboys over here, two young boys, one is an architect, another one is an engineer, structural engineer, got their heads together with the specs given by the factory, and they add up numbers, whatever it is that they do, and guess what? The building is more than what the county wants it to be. So we're supposed to email them that information tomorrow to the factory, and I'm going to tell them, shame on you. You should give me back my money that we paid for you to give another set of plan. Bozos, you designed the building, you don't know. So now it's going to go back. The county said that. This is good. They are asking for 30 PSF. We're going to have give them 35 PSF just for them. Just for the fun of it. So mostly like by the end of the week, we may have the paperwork, and next week we put in the paper for our final permit. So the first roller coaster, this factory turned us down. We went to pray. God raised some boys in here and gave them excellency to pick up what the factory missed, put all together. We went over this one. In the beginning of the week, they start paving the parking lot, and then they said they're going to stop and wait until landscapers come and do the work, and then they will come and finish. Once again, John Rubino jumped on board and said, no, it doesn't work like this. It is not the contractors that decide what is done. The owner of the project and REI, which is Rubino Enterprise, makes that decision. So it will be done by this week, and I need an answer on Wednesday at noon that the parking lot is going to be done and is striped by the end of the week, or we're going to get another contract and take proper actions. Well, lo and behold, they came back on Thursday and they finished the black paving. And on Friday, they came, striped the whole parking lot, moved the fence. As you can see, there's no fence on the front here. And please don't park on the grass. Otherwise, the Democrats will come and fine me because you're parking over the grass. You know, the wackos from the environment. So leave that place alone. So the grass can grow and the Democrats can be happy. He removed the fence all around, took all the junk that we had around that place, huh? And then they threw seed, grass seed, and then the hay on the top of it. And then they went on the back of the parking lot, installed all the tanks that we had to have installed, connected the whole water system so all the water will go into one place. And when we go to cut the ribbon, and then you could officially park inside, although the Democrats have to come tomorrow and say it's okay. But he passed by and said, yeah, it's good. But he has to do it officially on paper. Once we cut the ribbon, I'm going to have somebody to bring me one bucket of water. And we're going to go to the pervious concrete, and I'm going to show you how sophisticated your parking lot is. Amen. God once again came through.
Amen.
You know, as we are thinking about this, and my heart is rejoicing, I have never seen a parking lot so beautiful like this one here. And I mean it. It is gorgeous. Once you walk out there after service and we cut the ribbon, just walk around and look how gorgeous that thing is.
Yes.
I just need to do one more thing, reserve one space for me at the entrance, and you guys can take the rest. That's all. I think I may paint it reserved for pastor. Otherwise, people will make me park on the other side of the grass. So, I'm going to take a little space for myself, and then I want you to walk around and enjoy it. And please do not walk upon the straw. They said it will take 72 hours for the seed to reach the ground and germinate. So they asked me, please don't allow people to walk on the top of the straw. So as you walk and you enjoy the beauty of the new parking lot, don't step on the straw. The Lord willing, by the end of next week or beginning of the following week, they're going to have flagmen outside here, and they're going to cut Liberty Road to widen Liberty Road to make the acceleration deceleration lane so you can come in more comfortably. Then they're going to start cut in to make wider the driveway. The problem is this building has to get out of the way, and I don't have a place to go. So we're going to try, this is why we're not going to start on Monday, because we're going to try to negotiate with State Highway if we can do the widening of Liberty Road and widening all the way to the edge of the pave here, then bypass and do the rest. Leave just this piece here because the trailer is here. And I hope that we'll be able to get through. If we can, next week, Monday, not this coming Monday, following Monday, we're going to start and do the whole thing. It is celebration time.
Yeah.
Somebody said, why are you going to have a ribbon cutting ceremony for a parking lot? Because it is celebration. And the glory and worship will be for Him and Him alone. I don't know if my math is correct. Dr. Ron Canoli was here on the 31st of July. Y'all remember that, right? The Lord spoke that night. It's celebration time for the next 90 days. And I'm thinking, 31st of August is 30 days. 31st of September, if there's 31st, whatever, is 60 days. And 31st of October, if there's a 31st in October, it's going to be 90 days. Which means we could be inaugurated on the first week of November. Are you with me here?
Amen.
It may happen. And then for my surprise, we had a little dripping here and there in the building that they get everybody, ooh. The builders, the guys who built the building, there's the ones that you saw on the top of the building. They came and they went upstairs, check everything, screw everything, check it, everything is tied up. And they said, well, what you're seeing here, you see it's rolls, it's moisture because your building is not insulated on the top. And around the walls, there's nothing here. You're supposed to have some brick or some kind of thing in here to prevent the water from going in. The little caulk is not going to stop the rain from coming in. Thank you, Jesus. It's nothing serious about it. So God is just progressively bam, bam,
hallelujah.
Bam, bam.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So 12:30, after we finish here, I'm going to speak very little today so we can go outside 12:30, cut the ribbon, and you can enjoy your parking lot. And maybe even tonight you can start parking in there if you want to.
Amen?
Amen. So next Sunday, let's fill up that baby. Huh? Let's fill up that baby. Leave this here for the latecomers. You know. Let's fill up the parking lot. Unless you're 500 years old and you can't walk, that's different. Maybe we should even do different. Those of us who are healthy and robust, let's park it over there and leave this side here for those who are a little bit advanced in age. Amen?
Amen.
Let's be nice. I'm not talking old, I'm talking advanced in age, like 100 or something. Those of us who are up there. Amen?
Amen.
Guys, you are healthy people.
Yes.
You are healthy people.
Amen.
Get that in your head.
Yes.
We are healthy people. Yes. Amen?
Yes, Lord.
Now, the quest to see God is the theme, and I promise you, I'm going to try to be as quick as I could ever have been. The quest to see God. Last week, as we studied the Word of God, I told you that I would give you three things that God requires in order for somebody to see God. Y'all remember that? Yes. Say amen.
Amen.
I told you last week that the number one condition, when the people wants to have visions of God, is it possible for a man to see God today? Yes. Enoch did. Job said, I shall see God in my flesh, which is possible to do. And I told you that one of the first things that we need is purity. And that is found in the book of Matthew, where he says, blessed are the pure of heart, because they shall see God.
Amen.
I was asking God to give me a definition of purity, because, you know, M.U. Webster don't have that good. And in my shower, while I was there, the Lord said, purity is the absence of malice. And I can't get over this. How smart God is. You know, how smart my Lord is. Purity is the absence of malice. It's my ability to look at somebody with a clean eye, with a clean conscience. It's my ability to look at every situation and don't see evil in everything. So purity is the quality number one to see God, is the absence of malice. What is the second quality that God requires on somebody to see Him? Peacemakers. Or the pursuers of peace. Are you kidding me? No, I'm not kidding you. Romans chapter 14, verse 19, makes it very clear to anyone who wants to see this. You say, you're talking about seeing God. Yes, you got to have a clean heart. And then you're supposed to pursue peace. Not the peace that the United Nations is selling. That they will take what you have in order for you to have peace. That's the stealing. Peace like this. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace. And what is this? What is it? The things by which one may edify one another. You want to have peace with each other? Edify one another instead of criticizing one another. You want to have peace with each other? Try to build somebody up instead of tearing them and destroying. And this is how ridiculous the world will get. You're tearing down someone, you're destroying someone, and expect that the person will have peace with you. If I've got somebody criticizing me all the time, I'll say, get off of my face. And I have told people, they come to church, I don't agree with what you do. Great, there's 42 churches between here and the Beltway. Choose, pick and choose one. Just go. But we're not going to change the vision of the church because you, your highness, don't like the way we do business. You don't like tough duck? Look for another church. God will replace you for sure. And on the day that I become obsolete, God will replace me too. But the way to reach peace is by seeking for things that may edify each other, you know, one another. And there's going to be times that we're going to be on the wrong side of the road. That doesn't give anybody the right to come and hit our heads with a 2x4. Let me give you something here. Watch this. The word peace on the Greek is the word eirene, Or you guys would say Irene in English. It's spelled E-I-R-E-N-E. Isn't that something? Wonder, so Irene. Peace. It literally means to join. How do you like that? Pursue to join somebody else. Pursue peace. In other words, peace in here is the word Irene or Aaron, which means literally to join. By implication, prosperity. Are you listening to what I'm saying here? Quietness. Rest is the ability to set at one again. I don't understand what you're saying. When Irene is present, I will join someone to the point that that person literally will prosper. And I will be quiet, I will be restful, and I will set my eyes on that person again to make sure that that person continues to prosper. Does it make sense? This is the meaning of Greek. So he says, therefore, let us pursue. It's something that I'm going to fight for. Huh? The things which makes somebody prosperous. Let me join somebody and pursue the news that will make somebody prosper, that will make somebody rest, that will make somebody be at peace. Let me look for things which will edify one another. In other words, it's a two-way road. You say that we're supposed to do that to see God? Yes. Prove it. I will. Don't go away. But I want to give you another scripture. Still pursuing. Let's go to 2 Timothy. Chapter 2, verse 22. Peace is something that you're supposed to pursue. That's why I call peacemakers or peace pursuers. Listen to this. Flee also youthful lust. Why? Because lust will never bring peace. What you say? Lust will never bring peace. When you start lusting for your neighbor's car, nobody's going to just buy a car for $50,000 and because you're lusting for your neighbor's car, all right, take the key, go. They're going to call the cops. Isn't that right? If you're going to lust after somebody's wife or husband, then you know that you're in really trouble. David's laughing up with his fork. Come on, baby. Come on. Go, 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 go. Lust will never bring peace. So I say, flee the nonsense from youth, the lust of youth, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Here comes pure heart again. Which means that peace and pure heart works together. Are we still together here, right? Yes. I want to give you another scripture. I want to give you 1 Peter 3:11. Brother. That's all right. Let him turn away from evil and let him seek peace. In other words, it's my task to seek peace with my brother and pursue peace on my brother if I want to see the face of God. I don't believe it. That's all right. What you saying? Why should I pursue peace with my brother and my sister? For a very simple reason. One of the things that God hates, detests, is the people that are throwing, that are sowing contention, discord among the brethren. Watch this. Brother Harry, give me Proverbs 6. Let's start with verse 16. I want you to follow me on this one here. Proverbs 6, 16, and then you just have to scroll down verse by verse. These six things the Lord hates. Yes. Seven are an abomination to Him. Did you know that God hates? I thought that the devil did that. Now, there are things that God hates. God just can't stand. And the seventh thing, the Bible says that's an abomination before the eyes of God. What are they? Verse 17. A proud look. We don't have this kind of thing here. But God hates a prideful look. Number two, a lying tongue. We don't have lying tongues here. And if we have, we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to burn it up. With coals from the altar of God. Hands that shed innocent blood. We don't have no killers around here either. So here goes 3, verse 18. A heart that devises wicked plans. We don't have this here either. People are thinking, how are they going to do to make you fail? We don't have that around here. Feet that are swift in running to evil. I know that you are holy people. And this is why we are seeking God. We are on this pursuit, in this quest to see God. And you will have this. The Lord promised before the year is over, 12 of you will have a vision of Him. Amen. So at least 12. And here comes my favorite. Number 7, 19. A false witness who speaks lies. We don't have liars here. Amen?
Amen.
And then he goes on. That's the seventh. And one who sows discord among the brethren. It's an abomination to God. People that are sowing discord among the brethren. Well, if you have people causing church or people to be fighting among themselves, peace went through the door. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Jesus said that a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. This is why peace, Irene, is so important. It's my ability to seek, to pursue a venue to join my brother and my sister in a venue that he or she will be edified and I will be edified back. It's a desire to build, to find a venue that my brother and my sister will be prosperous. So if you are in some good thing that is blessing you, let some of your brothers that God will show you into so they can be prosperous. That's seeking peace and pursuing it. You may say, well, preach, I hear all you say, but I still don't believe it. Good. Let's go to Hebrews 12:14. And that brings in my new thing. First one is spirit of heart. Number two, pursue peace. And number three, holiness. I may not have time to finish this thing today. I may have to come back on this. But I want to show you something here. I want each one of you to stop writing right now and read it with me. Pursue peace with all people. And
holiness.
Did anybody heard what we just read?
Yes.
Pursue peace with all people. And we're going to start with the folks on the house of God.
Amen.
Folks, you cannot make to heaven. And I'll say this again. And that's going to mess up some people's day. You will never make to heaven if you think that you can have a grudge down here with someone that Christ has also died for. Why? Number one, the Bible says that if you do not forgive your brother, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. That puts you out of business right in there. The downside of it is, if you cannot pursue peace with your fellow brother and everybody around you, and that fellow brother makes to heaven, assuming that you would, How can you live in heaven? You cannot be mad at your fellow brother or sister in heaven. Heaven is in hell. It is heaven. Did you know what is the great passion of hell? People hate one another. Where did you get that idea from? He came to kill, to steal, and to destroy. When you can't be in peace with your fellow brother, you're giving the devil the ability to play with you as a puppet. That's not on the Bible. Who? You better believe it is. It's in 2 Timothy chapter 2. If you start reading from verse 23 through 26, on 26 says that if I hold grudges against somebody, the devil will have me at his will. So he says, pursue peace with all people, even the people that you don't like. And this is when fast and prayer can do. Lord, help me to love the unlovable. And then the second thing to pursue is holiness. Why? Because if there's no peace with your brother, if there's no pure heart, and if there's no holiness, you will never see God. Isn't that what he said? Without which, no one will see the Lord. Now, I could go for the next hour and a half on holiness, which I'm not going to do, because I want to get out to that parking lot. And as you see, the constructors are here. The contractors are here. And I need to be there. But I want to wrap up with a very simple sentence. I told you several times that you don't have to be worried, you don't have to be concerned, you don't have to be at war with your family members. And I've said several times here, I told this to my children, and I told you, I taught you the principle, and some of you look at me like if I was crazy. I told you that your family members are fished, hooked fish. You all remember that? I told you several times, you don't have to be fighting your husband if he doesn't come to Jesus. You don't have to be fighting your wife or your children if they don't want to come. They are hooked fish. And some of you are looking, what are you talking about? Instead of trying to hammer the word of God through your spouse's head or your children's head, pursue peace and holiness. Let them see it in you. The one in who, you know. Let them see in you. You may be the only Jesus that they will ever see. You may be the only words of life that they will ever hear. So what we don't want is to be fighting. You're not the Holy Ghost. And I tell you again, your family are hooked fishes. They don't have a choice. They will come or they will come, otherwise they will come. Prove it. Brother, give them Amos 4:2. Mark that on your Bible. Amos 4:2. Anytime that you're tempted to be bent out of shape, you're tempted to hammer the Bible on your family's member head, remember this. And here comes the word holiness again. Is anybody listening to this?
Yes.
Holiness is something without which no one will see the Lord. Is that right?
Amen.
Now listen to this. The Lord God has sworn by His
holiness.
Behold, the day shall come when you I didn't hear amen.
Amen.
But let me read it for you. The Lord God has sworn You would say swear. God doesn't swear, so he's sworn. Is even more powerful. The day will come. The Lord has sworn by his holiness. God is saying, I swear, as I am holy, I guarantee that he's going to do. If I'm not holy, this is not going to happen. Am I holy? Yes. So I'm swearing by my holiness that the day will come, or the day shall come upon you, when he, the Lord, will take you away with. They can't go nowhere. God will bring them with fish hooks, huh? And your posterity, which means your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, they will be hooked up by the Lord and they will come. Can't stay up there. It's a promise of God.
Amen.
And God swore that by his holiness. Why by his holiness? Because without holiness, no man will see the Lord. So, just let's get in line. If we have a pure heart, and if we are pursuing peace instead of fighting, come to Jesus. You know you gotta come to Jesus, you stinking sinner. It ain't gonna work. It's easy to us to have a pure heart. A heart with the absence of malice. It's easy for us to pursue, to join that loved one, and to find ways to edify that loved one, and cause them to become prosper. And by the holy example that we have, living holy lives, the holiness of God will then in turn attract them and bring them into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Y'all remember that Jesus said, I'm going to go to the Father. Is that right?
Yes.
But when, which Spirit? When the Holy Spirit comes. Isn't that right?
Yes.
He shall convince the world from sin, righteousness, and judgment. So if you and I would embark on this pursuit of living pure lives, is it possible? Absolutely. God's not going to ask you to do something that you can't do. Number one, let's pursue to live a pure life.
Amen.
Number two, stop fighting your family member or even your neighbor. But I want them to be saved. God loves them more than you do. Manipulator. Start pursuing peace. Instead of tearing down that person for doing what they're doing, build them up.
Amen.
Seek for ways to edify that person. Join that person in a way that they will prosper. And then live holy. And I think next week is going to be holiness, the topic. Live holy. In such a way that the spirit of holiness by which the Lord has sworn will pressure and persuade your unsaved family member. And bring them into the kingdom.
Amen.
You know, I prayed for my family for 27 years. Never miss a day. And my prayer was always the same. I thank you for bringing them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. That's it. I didn't pray, save them. I didn't ask God to save them. Why? It comes with a package. You know, when you come to Christ, there's a package. And part of the package is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and
you
and your household shall be saved. So Lord, I'm already in. So I'm thanking you for bringing them. It took my younger sister to get cancer to melt mother's heart. Yes. How dare you say yes? I said, no, I'm going to pray for her. She's going to be healed. And then you will have no excuse. You will know that Jesus is indeed our Messiah. We don't have to wait for nobody. And I prayed for my sister. And she got healed instantly. That brought my younger sister, all her kids, to the kingdom. Amen. Mother came right there with her. Amen. And then I went home. I led my older sister to the Lord and half of her daughters. And then I led my brother-in-law to the Lord, my younger sister's husband. Today he is an elder in the church. A man that didn't want to know about Jesus. And then, for last, I led my middle sister to the Lord. And in a concert, Paul Wilbur went to sing in Brazil. And she sent me, shoot me an email, said, you got to meet this guy. He's from America. His name is Paul Wilbur. Paul Wilbur lives down the street from us. Really? And she was on the top of the world here. Somebody finally sing Jewish music in a Christian way. My sister died on the Lord. 4 years ago. My brother was the last one. And by the way, I know that you are good people. You all mean well. I will ask you a favor after this record is off. My brother don't want to hear about Jesus. He doesn't want to hear about religion. He doesn't want to hear about none of that stuff. The Lord asked me, so, when are you going to move out of the way? And I had to realize that God loves him more than I do. And you know what? After trying to get my brother here for so long, and always getting a flat no, I backed off. Every time I go in, I pray for him. I pray for his business. I pray in his office. I pray for his staff, and I pray for his family. My brother sent me a letter 2 months ago, an email. Please send me a letter of invitation so I can come and meet you, and meet my nephews and nieces that I never met. He will be arriving on the 7th of next month. Folks, let's pursue together purity of heart. Let's pursue together peace with each other. Let's join each other to build up each other, to edify each other. It may sound hypocritical. That's all right. You're going to start living with this until you get good at it. You know, when you start talking, you didn't say mother. You say ma, 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 ma. And then you went until you say mother. Is that right? My granddaughter, the baby one, yesterday I had her in my hands. And then when her daddy came by, she looks at him, ba, 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 ba. Then before she would say ba, ba, ba. Now yesterday when she saw her daddy, ah, ba. I said, wow. But she starts saying ba, 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 ba. Now, some 3 months later, she already saying Abba, which is dead. And the same thing happened to us. Let's pursue a pure heart relationship. Let's pursue peace. Huh? Let's pursue holiness and move out of the way and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. See what God will do in the life of our congregations. Amen?
Amen.
Stand on your feet.